You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
I think a lot of, you know, as much as we enlightened people want to think, you know, we could openly talk about things, you know, you think about it and you think, okay, cause and effect. This happened. This is the result of what happened. And you know, this child needs to learn. This is the consequences of this type of behavior. Now, do you think that it's fair?
Well, Jasmine, if we must learn to look at parenting from a bigger perspective. Mm-hmm. The way I see it, the home environment where the mom and dad is involved with the kids is actually a lab. It's actually a lab for us to build future citizens. It's actually a lab where we show our children what works and what doesn't work in the real world. In the real world, there is cause and effect.
Right.
In the real world, if you go against the law, you get the consequences. In the real world, you need to follow instructions. In the real world, you need to play by the rules. So from this perspective, when we parent the child, or rather when we discipline the child, it is actually to communicate certain principles. We may, and I know it's going to go on to your leading question mm-hmm. about spanking, we may spank the child in a very controlled way, but that is not the end in all. A lot of parents make the mistake, I start and end with the spanking.
Right.
The spanking is just to get their attention so that communication takes place.
Right.
Yeah. And when you have that big picture in mind, mm-hmm. that I am training them to be a responsible adult, okay. then that would help us to keep our anger in check.
All right. All right. Do you think that people are still physically punishing or disciplining their children in this day and age?
I would say that in this day and age, we are more mindful of the children's well-being. And it is not a question of when should we spank, but Jasmine, it is rather how should we correct. And I think the onus is really on the parents. I think that we may have swung to the extreme because, I mean, you and I know of cases where there are child abuse
right.
and physical, punishment that is meted out unfairly. And I think those are valid concerns. Just because we have counterfeit money doesn't mean we let go of the real stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There still is room for real and genuine corrective action to be taken. And the onus is on us parents to control our anger
okay.
and to make sure that we're in control. For example, when I am in the process of wanting to discipline my own children, I got to count to 10. Mm-hmm. I got to make sure that I put myself in a corner and get myself together and take a deep breath and say, Joseph, are you in control? You know, Joseph, is anger there? And then once I know I'm in control of myself, then I know I can administer discipline.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get back to spanking then. Do you believe that spanking produces violent kids? Do you believe that punishment damages a child's self-esteem?
Well, I'd like to kind of turn that around. No spanking, no boundaries, no clear instructions produces a generation of youngsters who, in their own eyes, do what is right in their own eyes. And that, to me, would lead on to signs of rebelliousness,
mm-hmm.
signs of even sometimes aggression, because they believe that they are an authority all to themselves.
Yeah, bigger social problems will result.
Yes.
As a result of this.
That's right. So, I wouldn't like to use the word spanking. I would rather use the word boundary, and again the word correction, because you really don't have to teach a toddler not to hit the younger brother. Or you really don't have to teach the toddler not to touch certain items in the house.
Mm-hmm.
But what we really need to do is to draw boundaries for them and tell them, this you can do, this you cannot do. And that is something that we should do as early on as we can. Of course, to get their attention, I don't recommend you use a heavy-duty cane for a 1 or 2 year old, but maybe a light swat on the hand.
Okay.
Something that is relevant to their level of receptivity.
Okay, that was physical correction and, what to do, what not to do. What about when a parent doesn't punish in that regards, but tells a child that they are disappointed in them, like, for example, oh, you've let me down, Joseph.
Okay.
You know, what would the emotional and psychological effects be on that child's self-esteem and sense of self?
I think that one of the ways that parents normally communicate that they are disappointed with the child, it's perhaps by sending them to a corner or giving them time out. But really, time out and reasoning only appeals to children who already have a certain level of good behavior. Because if you leave a child alone to think about it, and if they don't already have a certain level of good behavior, they will be scheming revenge.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And a lot of bitterness would grow. But if a child already has a certain level of good behavior and you leave them alone, they're able to work it out on their own and say, yes, yes, Dad, I realize what I've done is wrong. But until the child has reached that stage, there will be a lot of corrective measures, some degree of controlled corrective spanking involved,
okay,
just to drill their heart into the right state.
Right. Okay. Now, we were talking about that time out corner. Can you teach reasoning skills to a child who is out of control? You say you have a 3-year-old who still bites and hits. You know, perhaps a child who doesn't respond to things like time out or, you know, taking away of privileges.
Yeah.
How do you deal with a child like this?
I think fundamentally, two things needs to be in place. Number one, parents sometimes think that the way to have good behavior at home is to make up more rules. For every misbehavior, there is a new rule in the house. But you and I know rules alone don't change much. It is not about the rules, but it is about who rules. It's not about the rules, it is about who rules. And I would like to give a very practical suggestion to our listeners here. One way to communicate to the children who rules at home is when you talk to the child, don't use the word okay.
Oh.
For example, if you want the child to go up and sleep, don't say, Jennifer, it's time to go to bed right now, okay? Is that all right with you? Okay, Jennifer? You know, it's very good for children to go to bed early because when they go to bed early, they will grow up to be tall and pretty like the princess in the castle. Okay? Now, the moment you say okay, what you have done
is ask the child its permission.
Yes!
Horror of all horrors.
Spot on, Jasmine. You have just transferred the baton of authority into the 5-year-old. And the 5-year-old starts to realize that, wow, my mom is asking me for permission on something that I need to do. And
that was profound. I must say. And we all do it.
Yeah, I've got to consciously ask myself, you know, Jasmine, not to say that. In fact, there was this mother who consciously kept track of the number of times she said okay, and she realized that she said it over 50 times.
Oh, my.
In a day.
Eat your vegetables, okay.
Yeah, okay. Would you like your veggie this way, or would you prefer the French fries, which is all right for you, John? You know, it's okay, you know. Yeah. So, well, it's not okay to state okay too many times. So it should be, Jennifer, I need you to be up in the room now.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
You don't leave it to their imagination.
Oh, Wow, wonderful stuff. Now, I've got a question here. Some parents say that instilling good discipline in children should begin from day one.
Yeah.
However, Ruth Liu, child developmentalist, also a regular guest on our show here, has cautioned parents against disciplining their toddlers. Now, she states that children under three could instead be distracted from continuing their bad behavior to calm them down and focus on positive things. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I would agree with Ruth that we do need to help the child to focus on positive character qualities, and that's why in my training for parents, I would highlight what are the character qualities that you could build at home, and we have got materials to show parents what those character qualities are. But on the other hand, we have got to realize that the innate tendency within all of us is to swing the other way. The innate tendency within all of us is to be selfish. So what we need to do is that we need to balance the communication of the positive with the enforcement of the negative. Meaning, we have got to be able to both encourage and enforce. Encouragement without enforcement leads to permissive parenting.
Right.
Encouragement with enforcement leads to positive parenting. That's a world of difference.
Wow. Okay. And one very last thing before we let you go today, Joseph. I don't know if you've noticed this with your own children, but I don't know, when I'm not around, my children behave beautifully, according to my maid. And she says, when I come home, that's when they become incorrigible, which I tend to agree with, all right? How do you sort something like this out?
Okay. Well, I would say that if we need our children to be obedient and showing good behavior with or without us being around, we have got to put a lot of intentional effort to what we do with them when we are around. And that again falls back to the two C's which I've started with. Am I communicating my expectations clearly? Am I consistent with what I want to do? For example, a lot of mothers say, for the last time, if you still throw that ball around, I'll throw you out of the window.
That'll never happen.
Okay?
Yeah.
And guess what? John will throw the ball for one last time, and he doesn't get thrown out of the window. You know? So, so we, on our side as parents, we have got to be very deliberate that we do what we say we will do.
Right.
So for example, my wife and I, we have got to make sure that when we say certain consequences, it really happens.
Right.
It really happens. And our children might make a big fuss out of it. They may stew in their own juices. They may not talk to us for a week, but that's okay.
Right.
Once they find that, hey, my whining is not having any effect on my parents. You know, I show them my cute smile and they are still solid as a rock. Then they start to realize, oh, wow, my mom and dad means business.
Right.
And when that happens, Jasmine, you have their loyalty. And to me, that sense of loyalty is the starting point to reason with them. If you reason with them without that sense of loyalty is in place, their reason will take them in 100 different directions, and it's not yours.
Wow, I learned a lot today. Thank you very much, Joseph.
You're welcome.
All right, Joseph Tan from Good Monday Consulting. And if you would like to find out more about what he can do for you and your family, where can people go to?
Okay.
You have a website.
In fact, I've got a parenting workshop just coming up this Saturday. For those of you who are interested, write to me and I will send you some more information. I could be contacted at joseph@goodmonday.com.
Goodmonday is one word, .com.
Yeah, that's right. joseph@goodmonday.com.
Well, thank you very much, Joseph. I tell you, kids, it's like training puppies, really. Isn't it?
Except that sometimes they bite the hands that feed them.
Well, puppies do that too. Thank you very much, Joe.
Thank you, Jasmine.
You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.